The Mystery of the Lost Lenore, Part 9. A swamp is a highly unpleasant place to be in the middle of the day, but it is a good deal worse once it gets dark. And as we had entered the swamp in the late afternoon, it was evening before we had gone very far. And what with the dense growth in that soggy place, it was incredibly difficult to see anything at all. I was back in my usual place at the end of our little column, but I was not dawdling, because I had no desire to be left behind in that terrible place. I stayed as close to Sammy as I could, but even just a few feet behind I could barely see him, just a faint, lighter outline moving through the undergrowth. I tried to stay focused on the tan bum of his camel. As we progressed into the darkness, things started to get louder. At first, the silence in the swamp had been eerie and off-putting. There wasn't even a tweet from a bird in the beginning, but as night fell and we got deeper into the thing, all sorts of weird, unseen things began to make noise. I was tempted to try and isolate the various howls and shrieks and cries, and assign them, in my mind, to a particular beast or fowl, but I soon realized that this was not relaxing me at all. Quite the contrary. I began to imagine strange hybrid creatures like vampire monkey bats and evil shoebill jaguar birds. And this, to put it bluntly, was scaring the crap out of me. Sadly, I discovered that once one has an image of a vampire monkey bat in one's head, it is very difficult to extricate it. Especially if you're astride some animal in a pitch-black jungle, surrounded by a cacophony of shrieks and grunts and roars, little dangly things dragging across your face from time to time. I was very close to losing it. They say that anticipation is greater than realization, and that things can never be as terrible as you imagine them to be, as the human powers of imagination are such that they can conjure up terrors that are far more horrifying than anything produced by Mother Nature. Well, I'm here to tell you that this is just not true, because what came at us out of that foul and fetid darkness was more awful than anything I could ever have imagined.